Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, November 8th, 2:14, for Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employers, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, print and electronic tools, and much, much more. Instead of documenting a car collision from scratch, which can be overwhelming and or time-consuming, try to use the available tools. I, Estra, will talk about options to make life easier when injured in a collision. With the right products, it will take less time and be less stressful. Today, let's discuss tracking tools currently available to help people involved in a car accident get through the process of auto insurance. This includes documenting your car wreck, starting up an auto insurance policy or employer injury, which is usually long-term disability, and options when your car is damaged beyond drivability. The most inexperienced person typically involved in the insurance process is the policyholder. The person with the most to lose is also the one who knows the least. And why would this be? For one thing, most insureds don't spend much time preparing for the inevitable in life, like a car accident. Most people will be involved in a collision in their lifetime, and the severity ranges from a fender bender to loss of life, which is certainly a major range to try to plan for when not knowing when, where, and if this unexpected event will happen. And on top of all of this, you won't know until in this actual situation whether you will be treated fairly by an auto insurance company, whether your employer will also pay out on your disability claim for any extended period of time, or whether you will have saved enough for a rainy day, which has turned into a complete tropical storm. However, with a little basic information, weathering the storm may provide enough cover to get you through rough times. Today, let's spend some time talking about documenting your car accident. Today's topic will be discussing the day of the car accident, simple documentation techniques, avoiding car accident pitfalls, why state laws instead of federally regulated insurance legislation, and helpful suggestions. Place your comments and questions on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. Today, you can also call into the show at 718-766-4385 with your questions, comments, or experiences. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident journey. One of the most important things that you can do is be prepared prior to a car accident. One way of doing that is being sure to keep a copy of my book, Car Accident by Estra, in your car, and use the checklist at the scene of a car collision. That's a time when it's very difficult to remember everything, and having a checklist handy will help you to make sure that you include some of the things that are most important. Also, taking pictures at the scene, including the license plate of the other cars involved and damages to all vehicles, is also a key role. Remember to only state the facts and ignore prompts to provide information in the best interest of individuals or corporations. That's whether talking with people at the scene or later on with auto insurance companies or employers. Be sure to evaluate why any questions are being asked and who benefits from the answers. Remember, you are vulnerable at this time and some may attempt to take advantage of you, so be sure to use caution. Everything you say and do from the moment of that collision will be under scrutiny of insurance companies, employers, and if they can find a way out of paying a claim, some will do so in spite of the documentation. If you experience any medical concerns, evaluate what your options are and proceed accordingly. Remember, insurance companies typically are the ones footing the bill, although you've paid the monthly premiums, right? But it gives them too much power, or actually leverage, over the physicians and other medical professionals who have to go by their rules, so to speak, in order to be paid. It places them between a rock, meaning taking care of their patients properly, and a hard place, meaning getting paid by the insurance companies. If you are able to pay your own bills, even though you have paid them, or you were hopefully going to have insurance to pay them if something like this came up, sometimes it's just easier to pay them than submit the bills for reimbursement, because this can save a great deal of problems for both you and the people providing medical services. And this way, there is no middleman, and personally, I guarantee you, if the insurance company is footing the bill, they are requiring certain things from your medical professionals, and they're trying to perhaps even get them to see things from their perspective. So getting the middleman out of the way can really improve the quality of your care and speed up your recovery, from my perspective. Frankly, the stress insurance companies and employers can put into this process works to their advantage, from my perspective, and hinders the goals of the insured, because it kind of tries to get you off of balance, and when you're off balance, most people don't make the best decisions, especially when you consider the lack of knowledge most policyholders have and primarily depend on these insurers and employers. This may be the biggest mistake many policyholders make, since these are the corporations who have the most to lose. Many care a great deal about their investors, keeping their bottom lines as feisty as possible, so to speak. And policyholders filing claims can put a dent in their bottom lines. Therefore, not all will be as open and honest as they should be with you, frankly, from my experience. Just because individuals are representing a conglomerate doesn't mean they play by the rules. Okay, I need to say this again, because somehow perhaps we get caught up in the commercials and the glamour, and we think that perhaps some of these corporations are full of integrity, and some of them are, but some of them are not. Just because individuals are representing a conglomerate doesn't mean they pay by the rules. Make sure to take a look at the Rolling Stone article this week on J.P. Morgan Chase, a courageous whistleblower who shares the length some will go to in order to take advantage of you. Use caution when dealing with individuals or companies. They just may not have your best interest at heart, regardless of the appearance. In most states, you have 3 years to file a claim, and most insurance companies prefer not to pay up until close to this time, from my experience. They know injured usually cannot afford to live without financial support, which means one or two paychecks. Therefore, this is a tactic used to allow insureds to become more desperate and willing to take lower settlements. So make sure that you take care of yourself. Do they care how much suffering is endured because of delays or denials in paying claims? Frankly, from my perspective, the objective and loyalty lies with investors. You come a distant second, if there. Check how well your insurance company pays by the number of complaints lodged against them. This, in my opinion, is perhaps not even close to the number of dissatisfied policyholders. What large amounts of money can hide, or uncover for that matter? The key here is to do your best to ascertain, are they known for good faith or bad faith practices against their policyholders? This important knowledge might make the difference between a life in poverty and getting by with dignity. Simple, easy tools to use through this process include picking up a copy of the 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner. Yes, it's not quite 215, but in most cases, you will need to continue documenting into the next year. While supply lasts, the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner will be added for no additional charge when ordering from my official website, Estra's Official Car Accident. The 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner is still available on my site and major bookstores, also available at a discount at my official site. For encouragement, the 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes helps to learn car accident information each day and shares my experience from going through the process on many occasions. Again, keeping the book Car Accident by Estra in your car prior to an event actually happening, the resource will be an aid in pointing you in the right direction and getting information that will be required of you, documenting the experience and assisting in the preparation of the insurance process. The more serious the claim, the more insurance and employer battles there will be typically to fight. This book contains a place to write down valuable information the organizations don't mention at the time of signing up for a policy, how difficult it can be to get your claim processed, and even more difficult to settle. The worst time to be looking for an attorney is after being injured, in my opinion. Whenever you are in need of something, it can place you at a disadvantage. First, decide or estimate what your claim is worth. Be careful when looking for this information online. Some links may be directly to the people whom your claim is with. Make sure the links you are clicking on are legitimate ones and can provide you with statistical, factual information. Watch out for those attorneys who promise you the world to get your signature on a contract where they will end up getting around 40% when it's all said and done. Is it worth it? It depends. Are you able to do this on your own? Do you have the energy? These are questions only you can answer. What I will say is, number one, make sure they don't already work with the insurance companies that you might end up against in court. Number two, make sure they are proficient in their craft and have the support in order to take on a serious case. And number three, that you are comfortable with the way that they do business. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Esther, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge, and this is the reason for talking about you with Esther's radio show, Esther's TV, and blog. Check out petition Increase Protections for Insurance Policyholders Benefit Claims on We the People petition on whitehouse.gov. This petition needs your support to successfully create a balanced playing field with insurance companies, employers, and policyholders. This petition is also available out on change.org, along with the Nutritional School Lunch Program under ESTRA. The 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes is available for support and encouragement, as mentioned earlier. The 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes is available for support and encouragement. As a gift or for personal use, you will find it thought-provoking, funny, and caring. Now I'd like to introduce you to the car accident anthem. Quote, I can get through this. I support insured civil rights. I am up for the battle. I will use what I have learned. I will appreciate my gifts. I will take care of me. Car accidents are surprising. Good seasons will come again. If you need something worth repeating every morning, try the car accident anthem. Additional locations where you can join me for conversations include Facebook under Talking About You with Esther, also Esther's blog tips, and Disability Counter Surveillance. You may also listen to the archives of the show here on Blog Talk Radio or out on iTunes under Talking About You with Esther. If you're facing harassment and intimidation, you're not alone. Many people daily face the same circumstances for a variety of reasons. Be sure to go out to Esther's TV on Instagram for examples. Thank you again for joining me on Talking About You with Esther. Avoiding pitfalls when going through the insurance claim process is no easy feat, from my experience. From day one, with the questions from the insurance adjuster about what transpired at the scene of the collision is the start of possible snares. How will you respond when the adjuster seems caring and concerned and seeking to invoke an emotional response? Will you elicit with the emotions created from this traumatic event? Will you be led down a path of questions which lead you to a trough, one that you probably shouldn't eat from? Will you believe they have become your best buddy in order to access anything perhaps they can obtain from you? For what purpose? For whom's cause? Justice? Truth? Honesty? To resolve your claim or to protect their investors? Compassion feels good at the time of being unsettled, but holding it together and speaking only the facts is better. There will be no need to have to explain facts later. Yet emotional responses can be misinterpreted and may be triggered by an open-ended question. Why is this important to know? Because, frankly, from my experience, most policyholders are innocent and open to adjusters, yet it is not always the other way around. Who does the insurance adjuster work for? You or their employer? Who are they paid to protect? What is in their mission statement? If you place the statement to investors and insure it together, would they show the same objective? The key to avoiding a car accident pitfall is to think before you speak, recognize who you're talking with, and what the purpose of the communication is for you and for them. Does that mean there is a need to be defensive to everyone you speak to? Not necessarily, but it's important to know where they're coming from. Are they fair and objective? How will you know? Are you being intimidated, bullied, harassed? Paying attention to the behaviors and actions of anyone involved in your claim is important. Are those involved in your claim communicating with each other, yet keeping you out of the loop? To whose advantage is this? By keeping orderly documentation, this will also aid in recognizing pitfalls that might be coming your way and provide insight on how you wish to address the issues. An important thing to remember is policyholders have more than likely dealt with these types of issues since the invention of auto insurance policies, especially group policies. Is there something about taking advantage of many rather than a few? In most union settings, more individuals usually get the best deals, frankly. In my opinion, it's the opposite with group insurance policies. The policyholder has fewer rights than more. Why would our legislatures allow the development of such action? Perhaps our Congress has become too political and less for the average citizens. Insured civil rights would provide a more equitable process for policyholders. Unfortunately, most insurers don't know this until they need to use insurance and find out the hard way. Take a moment to learn the basic fundamentals before you need them, and help to protect the rights of policyholders. In this way, when your turn comes up, you will be aware and better protected. All state laws are not created equal. Notice how insurance companies like drying up their corporations in Delaware? This is not by coincidence. Power and influence does impact how businesses perform and relate to their customers. How are you being treated? What do you know about the insurance laws in your state? And why do so many cases end up in court, federal court, when regulated by state laws? When searching your state regarding auto insurance, do you find more legislation which protects insured, meaning you, or are they equal? How much are your state resources dedicated to insurance companies? And what about policyholders? In fact, how easy is it to find information which protects policyholders? And how many laws do you see to protect insurance companies? When someone asks you, "Is this about the money?" ask yourself, who is putting money into your state? Actually, your premiums play a major part in the continued survival of insurance companies. Don't think so? Let every insured stop paying their premiums for a year and see what happens. Imagine putting the money you pay to insurance companies every year elsewhere. Imagine the additional power this would accomplish in your life. Now you can see how valuable your livelihood is. And apply this by the vast number of policyholders, and you can begin to recognize what it means to insurance companies. Yet, some do not treat their policyholders with the respect and consideration they deserve. What should be done when this is encountered? Change your insured to one who will respect and treat you fairly. Money does talk to these large conglomerates. They know the importance of keeping the money flowing. Otherwise, why would they fight so hard to keep money after filing a claim? And now that you know it, you can also recognize your value and act accordingly. Learn what your value is to them and what your claim means. Will it be easy? Not necessarily, from my experience. Otherwise, how could insurance companies get away with paying far less than many claims are worth? Would anyone decide to accept a settlement at levels they knew were unfair? And can insurance companies who have something to lose be willing to pay out a fair offer instead of keeping as much as possible? By doing online research for state laws regarding auto insurance companies, you can begin to understand where your legislator's focus is, policyholders or conglomerates or both. Then you can decide how to adjust your strategy. Be sure to give yourself time to evaluate what you read, behaviors of those involved in your claim, and time to educate about the claim process. Be sure to go out to Esther's official car accident site and Esther's radio show on Twitter. I've done a great deal of homework on many of these issues, and you will certainly be surprised by what you find. If there's additional questions, please drop me a line on any one of my accounts. This really is about you and getting through the process. You still are the most important person in this equation. Firsthand, I know your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Assurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. One key to remember is to trust your own instincts. When you get that gut feeling something is not right with something going on with the insurance claim process, be sure to follow up on it until you are satisfied. Perhaps it is just a misunderstanding, and perhaps not. But one thing is for sure, unless you investigate, you will not know. Also, the incidents involved in a claim, from my perspective, are relatively common. Therefore, in most cases, others have gone through the same process. The more the occurrences are communicated to those going through similar circumstances, the better outcome for policyholders, from my perspective. Don't assume everything you are told is the gospel. Verify and confirm, especially if critically important to your claim. Remember, you are not the only person who has something invested. Regardless of what you may experience, recognize those with power and influence have been handling claims in similar manners for decades. Do your best, let the chips fall where they may, and continue on with life. The power and influence may or not be in the hands who value policyholders. Standing your ground is all that is required. This is only a season. There are many more to come. If you have experienced a claim with an auto insurance company, share your experiences on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musician I Think I, guitar instrumental. Participate in the Estra Car Accident Survey. There are many out there to choose from. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in a traffic collision. Please take the 3 minutes and tell us how you've been affected. Again, you'll find it out on Facebook under Talking About You with Estra, along with at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same place. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive, insisting individuals discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek legal assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech allows Estra's radio show and her brand to state her opinions in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.